Good morning. Good afternoon, shall I say. How everybody been doing? We all had a peaceful week. I hope you had a peaceful week. Hope everything went well for you. Wasn't no deaths in the family or friends or nothing like that. If it is, I'm going to send out my condolences and my rest in peace and all that other stuff for you. This is the Nets 100. I'm your host, E. Lincoln. This is Blackout Radio. There's some things we can talk about, but right now I want to talk about the most interesting thing that's been going on. If y'all heard the news, in the past couple of days, Omarosa, y'all know who Omarosa is. She the black chick that was always standing next to Trump these past few years, ever since she was on his show. I ain't gonna say the name of his show, but we all know what the name of the show is. Ever since she was on his show. Now, they put her out. They put her out the White House, and they did it wrong, too. They did it real wrong. She said General Kelly took her in the Situation Room and sat her down. You know, the Situation Room is a place that you only go when you don't want nobody to know what's going on. That's what the Situation Room is. And they took her there to the Situation Room. And fired her, put her out, and Trump didn't say nothing. And I remember when it happened, my first thought was, oh my God, Trump do not know the scorn of a black woman. Nah, she didn't wrote a book. She didn't wrote a book talking about the things that Trump was saying about black people. She say she got recordings. She say if Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor, want to talk to her, she'd talk to him and turn over the recordings. Omarosa just went down and dirty on Trump. You know what I'm saying? It makes you kind of think that you know she was really, you know, they was humping on each other, and then they put her out the White House and he ain't say nothing. And he was supposed to say something. And now she like, okay, you treat me like that. This, hey, I tell everybody the truth. So, you know, Trump called her a dog. He called her a dog. And the tweet, he called her a dog. You know, we love tweeting. He called her a dog. Now, we already knew he was a racist. Everybody knew that. When he got elected, everybody knew it. But to call a black woman that you hired, created a post in the White House just for her, paid her an enormous amount of money to do the job, then just fired her like that, and then gonna call her a dog. That's like an emotional response. He's emotionally hurt by what she's doing because of their relationship. But she was emotionally hurt when you put her out the White House like a dog. I mean, this man, I'm not going to another country. I've never lived in another country, so this is my country. You know, and that's just the truth. And that's why I speak every week to y'all, to black men, to all of y'all, because I want you to understand, this is our country. We're not going anywhere. So we have to be involved in the political aspects of the country. We have to be involved in agriculture, real estate. Being lawyers and judges, we got to be more involved in being officers in the military. When we get to high positions in government, we have to hire other black men. We have to replace the white men with these black men. They do it, we have to do it. We have to not always care about how somebody think of me, because at the end of the day, the President of the United States, the man highest in office. They used to be like, you know, the President of the United States is the world leader. So you could say the world leader just told the entire world that he thinks black women are dolls. And as black men, we don't have enough political power to do nothing about it. We don't got enough businesses to squeeze the local politicians. You know what I'm saying? That's why we talk every week, man. That's why we talk every week. That's why I say if you want to call in, you can call in. It don't matter. We're going to talk. We're going to have a conversation about whatever you're trying to do. Maybe I know a way that will help you do it better than what you're doing it to get ahead of what you want to go to. We used to work together a lot, but now we don't. That's why I always, and it really starts with a way of thinking. Like I tell you every week, it's a way of thinking, it's a way of thinking, it's a way of thinking. But at the same time, you got to read something that will help change your way of thinking. You can listen to me all you want. I'm going to always point you to a book because a lot of the black people during the course of the lower half of the 19th century after the Civil Rights Bill and the Voters' Rights, after all that, our education, the public education center, public education centers in our neighborhood started going down. We don't read as much as we used to. When I went to school, reading was part of this curriculum. Spelling words, definitions of words, all that was part of the curriculum. And now you don't really see your kids bringing home that type of homework. It's more testing, 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 testing. They took a lot of the extracurricular classes out, you know, the electives. In college, you call them electives. It was, you know, the music, teach you how to fix a car, build a house, wire electrical work, how to wire up a house. They took a lot of that out in our neighborhoods to dumb down, to dumb us down so we won't work together to build nothing. See, they don't teach you how to build stuff in the free schools. By the time you get to college and you got to pay for it, you are already behind. And then those black people that have the knowledge won't teach the younger black people. I just don't understand it. And I feel maybe we just need somebody to talk to us. Maybe we just need somebody to talk to us to be like, this is what we got to do. Here's step one. Here's step two. Here's step three. First step is to read more about yourself. Learn what can you eat to better your own body. You see what I'm saying? Drink less. Please drink less. Any prescription medication that you popping, it's a plant. That's a mixture of plants that'll do you better and more healthier with less side effects. I was reading a book about voodoo, and basically what the book was said was that voodoo, the Europeans started a rumor about voodoo so they can sell their chemical drugs because everybody was going to the medicine doctor. And the medicine doctor only used plants, herbs, spice, only used plants, the things that nature grew out the ground. And the Europeans couldn't make no money out of it because why would I go with the old drugs when this has been helping me all along? So they started a rumor and started doing other things to prove that their rumor was correct. And that's how really voodoo started being looked at as something evil. But it ain't nothing but holistic medicine. I think in the past 10 to 12 years, at least 25 or more holistic doctors have been mysteriously died because they was healing people with natural herbs and the natural things that grow out the ground. And the subscription companies, the pharmaceutical companies know that this will put them out of business. They know this. They don't want that. That's why I tell you to get the book. They can't stop books. They can't. Once you read how to heal yourself, can't nobody stop you from healing yourself. That's the whole funny part about healing yourself and using books to do it. I got an alkaline herbal medicine book. It's to reverse disease and heal the electric body. It's the African Bio Mineral Balance supports the healthy expression of the African genome in all people. I can't pronounce the name, but I'll spell it for you. I think it's Aquil Aeneas. Aquilanius. Just in case you want to look the book up and maybe buy it. It's a very interesting book, too. It's a short book, and it don't got that many pages in it, but it teaches you a lot of things, about 118 pages altogether. But if you cut out the notes, it's just 106. But it teaches you which ones you need to do and how to mix them up and use them. It's all in books, people. I've been trying to craft them out. It basically works, and you got more of it, and it don't cost that much, because you can grow it in your backyard. I got another book I just bought that teach me how to grow in small places and small locations. You know, and we like the image of a garden to us is the old image. That from our grandparents, they have a little piece in the backyard, they trenches, and everything is in the ground. But this new way of doing it, you can hang it, or you can build your own garden with PCV pipes, and you can keep it going all year long. It's a nice book. That's what I mean by we got to change, black man. And we got to understand, if you start doing it, the kids will do it, your girl will do it, the women will do it, and then we'll have a tighter unit. Because one man really don't start a business. The family start the business. Everybody working there. The mama, the daddy, the kids, they all working there. Make sure you always get the kids time to play. You can't have the kids always at the business working. You got to give them time to play, because if you don't give them time to play, they won't really appreciate the business. And when they get older, they wouldn't want to keep running the business. Always look to expand your business to at least 5 shops. 5 shops is enough to give each one of your kids a shop to run. When they get 18, they may not want to go to college. Well, you don't got to go to college. Run the shop and expand the shop. All while you expanding the shop or managing the shop or doing the taxes, have the kids right there with you. It don't matter how old they are. If you teach them something, they're going to know how to do it. Now you got some help. But you got to bring them along with you and let them play. Everybody got to play, even you. But balling ain't, owning the business ain't meant really to ball. Owning the business is about making more money a year than you would make if you worked for somebody else and giving somebody else a job. A black man's responsibility is to be able to give another black man or black woman a job. That's our responsibility. I'm working on that right now. My purpose is to employ another black person and then teach him or her the same thing, that their purpose is either to help me expand my business so we can hire more black people, or when they want to start their own business, they understand you're starting a business to make more money than you would make with somebody else and to give another black person a job. The more black businesses we have, the more political, the more money we can spend on our political agenda. The more we spend on our political agenda, the more we can make it easier for us to get to where we at. When our opponent don't like something, they start a committee. They get some donations. They hire a politician, and they rewrite the law. That's what our competition do. We have to do the same thing, and we can do it better. I'm quite sure of that. That's why they don't want to compete with us, because we've showed them in the early 1900s, when it was really segregated, that we didn't need you. We'll build our own community. We'll build our own buildings. We'll build our own churches. We'll build our own banks. We'll build our own financial investment companies. We'll build our own cars if we have to. And we did it, and they seen it, and I made them scared. And that's when you had the Wall Streets and the Rosewoods. That went on all across America. It's over 100 stories about that, because we were seceding without them. You see what I'm saying? They don't teach us that in school. You have to read about that type of things, because they don't ever want you to know you don't need them. Because if you know you don't need them, it has come, it'll hit you with a way of thinking. And your way of thinking will always be, I just need another black man, or I just need my black family. That's all I need. I don't need this for my competition to help me try to beat him. I can just grab another black guy, and me and the black guy come up with our own plan to beat our competition. You see what I'm saying? It's a way of thinking. Once you start thinking I don't need you, then you start thinking of ways to get what you want without your competition. But as long as you think I need my competition, you will always be in trapped in the cycle. And that's why I keep telling you, you have to read these books, because these books changes the way you think. It proves, it's the truth, and it proves and show you that you don't need your competition. Your competition needs you. Why try to, it's like a black woman trying to be like the Kardashians. Think about it. A black woman trying to be like the Kardashians. Now, the Kardashians, they go get surgeries to have bodies like black women. They date black men to have babies that's black like black men, like black women. So if a black woman trying to be like a Kardashian, basically you trying to be like somebody that's trying to be like you. And that makes no sense. You see what I'm saying? If your competition trying to be you and you trying to be your competition, basically you just trying to be yourself. You feel me? Are you walking this with me? You see what I just did? I'm going to do it again for you. All right? If you trying to be like your competition and your competition is trying to be like you, you really just trying to be yourself. And you don't know how to do it. So you keep running in a circle like a donkey with two heads on it. A head on each end. You just running in a circle trying to see yourself, trying to see yourself. Because nobody ever told you what I just told you. And you never sat back and thought about it. You still ain't went and bought the book, the Willie Lynch letter, How to Make a Negro a Slave. Just in that title, that let you know we wasn't slaves, because it says how to make a black man a slave. You had to make a black man a slave, because the black man wasn't a slave. They had to make you a slave. And I guarantee when you read that book, you will hear and see everything that's in that book in your day-to-day life. If you live in an all-black neighborhood, you'll see it in your day-to-day life. And that's going to change your way of thinking. That's going to change your way of thinking. You see what I'm saying? And then, like I told you last week, it's an 8-part book set. It's for my bookworms who don't mind grabbing the dictionary when you read. You know, you need the Bible and the dictionary when you read these. These books by Lee Cummings are something else. The Negro Question 1-8, and the 8th one is kind of hard to get. Kind of expensive, too. But if you start off with one a month, I guarantee you, by the time you in that 8th book, I guarantee you, you'll be like, you will have to actually sit down. You gonna stop drinking. If you messing with prescription pills, you gonna stop that. You gonna have to really sit down and be like, what did I just learn? What did I just learn? Is this true? Is any of this true? And it's true, Emma, because in the book he points you to where you can. He points you in a direction of where you can find the truth. Anybody who read the book can see the truth. And he did this because, in the world we live in today, no one believes about a black man. That's why I always tell you the books I've read from, because a lot of people just don't believe a black man. But if I tell you what books I read it from, and you buy the book and read it too, now you'd be like, okay, well, maybe he's not lying because I just read it. You know, you never know. I don't know, man. That's boogie, boogie, boogie. The president called boogie, 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 you know. President called a black chick a Negro. A dog. After she told everybody he was in the White House calling people niggas. She said he was in the White House calling people niggas, and he was in the on that show he had calling people niggas. She even named the guy he was calling a nigga. I forgot his name. I was like, man, she didn't spill the beans, and said she got recordings. So she in the White House recording stuff because she knew what type of guy he was. She knew so sooner or later her time was coming. And black women ain't stupid. Not in her position. I'm going to record this. I'm going to get mine. Simple as that. He tried to bribe her with $187,000 a year. All she had to do was sign the paperwork, and then for the next 2 or 3 years, while he in the presidency, that was going to give her $182,000 a year. She turned it down. She had a plan. You gotta like that. I like that about her. Black man, buy the books, man. If you want to rehear this conversation, you can always go on the Nest 100 on YouTube, the Nest 100, and replay any episode from the beginning or up to today. That Alkaline Herbal Medicine book, though, that's the truth right there. We got this thing in us what's called pH. Yeah, we all know the pH balance, but if your pH is higher than right now, I think the regular pH is under 10 right now. Under 10, under 5. I should have looked that up first, huh? Ha-ha. But if we can get it up to in the 20s, you'll never get sick. You'll really never get sick. And everybody, and most of the medical community knows this already. They know if you can get rid of all the mucus in your body, you can beat cancer. You get rid of all the mucus in your body, you can beat HIV. I don't think you can beat AIDS, though. Once you're in the AIDS phase, you just hit. Ain't nothing to beat. But just get rid of all the mucus. Alkaline, herbal alkaline medicine book teach you how to do that. It's other books out there, too. That's just a guide. Call that book your guide. And don't forget that book about your black skin by Layla Africa. That book tell you everything your black skin do, the chemical makeup of your black skin, which is 666, 6 electrons, 6 neutrons, 6 protons. City Electron, Newtown, Proton. I think that's it. I think that's it. I ain't said that in a while. I'm going to look that up and make sure I got that right for y'all. Tell you next time. Right now, do I got Google? Ha-ha. I got Google. I'm going to look it up right now. Right now, I'm going to check in, see who I got called. If y'all want to call in and promote your business or just to give a shout-out or to give your opinion on this conversation we having right now, I don't mind. You sure to come in. You can even if you got something you want to ask me about, you can message me right now. If you got me on your messenger, and if you got my link that I sent out when the show started, then I know you got me on messenger, so you can talk to me through messenger all while the show is going on. I speak back. I ain't scared. Hey, big man, we got any phone calls?
810-834.
Yo, 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 what's up? Carlito 810, a.k.a. Chucky V from Flint, Michigan.
What's up, big guy? How you doing?
Doing all right. A little under weather, man. Been sick for a couple days. Need to get my alkaline up. Know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to, man.
For real.
Get one of those. Get one of those books, the Alkaline Herbal Medicine books. I think that I paid about $14, maybe even $10 for it. I went through Google, but you start eating right, things change.
Yeah, I was reading up on that the other day. Cancer can't survive in an alkaline body.
Exactly.
I was just reading about that yesterday. It's funny you mentioned
it's
that.
It's all about the mucus, man. You get that mucus out, that means your body is alkaline, and it can't survive. But when the mucus is covering up the cells, then cancer can do whatever it want to.
Well, believe me, I know I've been having asthma all my life, so I'm very known to mucus. So you know how that
right.
is.
Right. I know how that is. My uncle had it. Yep. How your week go?
It's going all right, man. You know, I'm just like you, marveling at, you know, this idiot we got as a president. You know what I'm saying?
Man, speak on him.
Man, I'm just saying he just blatantly derogatory to blacks and Mexicans and Arabs, and I mean it's just acceptable, and it's making these people think that they can, regular people, these broke people, thinking they can be just like him and walk up and say to him, "I mean, it's crazy out here." I just Omarosa's a dog, you know. Haiti is AIDS filled, and African countries are shithole countries. But you know, if you want to come from Norway, we'll accept you. And you know, if you're with the left wing, whatever them dudes is, the supremacists happening out there, you know, they was fine people. But man, I just like open blatant racism. It's like, and it just lets you know where this country been. Like, it ain't no surprise to me because I'm black. So, all right, you know where it's been. You know, people just got, you know, camera phones 20 years ago or whatever, 15, 10. Now I was around before with no camera phones.
Right.
And I was a victim of police brutality, all type of shit. You know what I'm saying? I put in reports. They got lost in the system. So, you know, this has been going on for years. You know, decades.
For years.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, you know, now people got camera phones and they catch it. It's, oh, my God. And they ain't doing nothing but making it worse. Because now it's perpetuating.
That's it.
You know?
Because they ain't really doing nothing at all with the, all the walking and marching. Because they turn the marches on the media. The media turned the marches into riots. Oh, they was rioting here and the police got on riot gear, but if somebody lose a sports game and all those white folks come out flipping over cars, burning up stores, police just cross their arms and watch. They just watch.
Right.
Don't do nothing. That's when you need riot gear. They turn everything we do negative. And then anything positive, they try and take away.
You know what I'm saying? Don't hit them with a beanbag or nothing.
Nothing.
You know what I'm saying? Just like,
not one
just
thing.
Like them, what was that in Virginia? You know what I'm saying? Them dudes came out with their own riot gear. Wouldn't that be called impersonating
right.
an officer? Ain't that an impersonating?
Exactly.
That was a black man. Wouldn't that be impersonating an officer?
Man,
a civilian ain't supposed
man,
to have no riot gear.
Right.
A civilian ain't supposed to have no riot gear. So how that happen? And they showing this on TV. You know, you ain't heard nothing else about my man that mowed all them people down in that Dodge Challenger, did you? You ain't heard nothing else about him. His trial, nothing. Nothing, dog. Just disappeared. You know what I mean?
Nah.
Las Vegas, that Las Vegas shit. You ain't heard nothing about that. And they ain't found it. They're looking for nothing. They ain't understand how he got it in there. They ain't found out how he got it in there. How he knocked out two windows. They ain't found nothing. They ain't said nothing.
Nothing. At all. It starts to feel like it's an inside job just to scare the people so they can do something so the government can push an agenda. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because all that did, all that Las Vegas shit did was get them to outlaw bump stocks. Like, I don't know nobody with that damn bump stock. I ain't even heard of that shit. Now you know damn well niggas be the first to know that shit gonna make my shit automatic. Niggas would have been had that shit. I ain't never had a nigga say you got a bump stock. Never had no brother say, yo, bro, got that new AK with that bump stock, bro. I ain't never heard that. Well, we got 100-round drums. You know what I'm saying? We got 100-round drums. I know some brothers got some grenade launchers. So, you know, dang well they would have been able to get a bump stock. Well, I ain't never heard of that. So, all that was to get the help. Man, come on, man.
Hey, and it's all in the language because we use layman terms. I turned it into a fully automatic. That's what we use. They use bump stock. You see what I'm
bump
saying?
Stock.
They was talking
they had that
to, right. They talking to.
Did you see what they had? Did you see
people.
The piece? Did you see the piece that they showed as a bump stock? Did you see that?
Oh,
talk honey.
Man.
How the heck that little piece of plastic or whatever gonna make your? You hear how fast them bullets was going on in Las Vegas? Them boys was man, they, you can't do that with no. Come on, man.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you, I don't know how he got that stuff up in the hotel. I don't know how he got that without nobody knowing. That's why I say it had to be an inside job. That had to be some government stuff. It had to be. Ain't no way you can get that up there, man. You see the way all that stuff was set up,
man.
That, hey.
No, he was way up in the air.
It looked like it was two people in there.
Man, it was two holes in the windows.
Right. It looked like it was two people in there.
Man, who
and
knows?
They popped him on the way out. before they did it, they popped him and left him there.
Yeah, so he's in jail. You know what I'm saying?
That's it's wild.
Yeah,
it's wild you brought that up. I thought about that in a minute.
It's wild times right now, bro. They trying, you know, it's funny that Trump don't like black people, yet and still, he tans every day. What? But you don't like people with dark skin, yet and still, you got raccoon eyes because you going in the tan booth every day.
Right. To be a little darker.
So with all that money you got, you ain't happy with your appearance.
Exactly.
Sound like an inferior person to me.
Hey, that's like I was talking about earlier when I said they want to be us. So why would we want to try to be them? And when you're trying to be them, you just really trying to be yourself because they trying to be us. I know how our ancestors got tricked like that, man. But to continue to live that way, continue to push that way of thinking. That just ain't right. That's why I made this show, because it's a lot of black men that don't think like us. They don't think how we see stuff. They don't see stuff like that. And I figure it's because they're not hearing black men talk about it. So they'll know it's okay that if you feel this way, it's okay because other people like you feel this way. Because right
well,
now,
you got a right.
Black men is just we falling for anything, man.
You got a right to feel this
anything.
Way.
Anything.
And everything.
We ain't teaching our little man's nothing new. It's like we're just going with the flow. Going with the flow because ain't nobody telling us, hey, it's okay for you not to go this way. Matter of fact, you should really go this way because if you go that way, they killing people going this way. So you may want to go that way and get your plan together. You know what I'm saying?
I tell any man, you might want to be your own boss because you might not want to work for the white man because you don't know what's going to go down.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And you,
I know people that,
always
you know, lose their
job.
Man, dog, you know your whole life is dependent upon your income. They'll still pull the rug right up under your feet at any time, not caring about your babies, your wife, your house, nothing. And sometimes it be on some personal shit. I don't like that guy.
Exactly.
That guy doesn't kiss my ass enough. So you know what?
Exactly.
He got to go. You know what I mean?
Right.
And be laughing about
that
it laughing about it in the lunchroom with their buddies and shit. Your ass out here got to get on food stamps or something. You know what I mean?
Struggling.
Okay. Struggling.
Right.
And where's the best man for the job?
Exactly.
I done been in many of those positions, telling me I'm going to do this or I'm going to get fired. Well, then you got to fire me because I ain't compromising my integrity for nobody.
Exactly.
I had a manager try to make me have sex. I had this white manager try to make me have sex with her. Hell yeah, this big oompa loompa ass. Throw her ass, hell no. So, you know, so guess how she got rid of me? On my lunch break, my boy came up and brought a CD. She was watching me on camera, said I was soliciting.
What?
Yeah, dog, just because I wouldn't give it up to her. Fuck that job. Fuck Dollar General.
Hey, I'm telling you that.
Straight up.
Hey, the competition don't care about us at all. That's why I keep every week I tell them, and I tell black men we gotta have enough integrity and belief in ourselves to work together to get something. The entire family gotta work together to get something because as long as we looking for somebody else to supply us our jobs, you gotta look at it this way. The people from India, they supply their people jobs. The Asians supply their people jobs. The Arabs supply their people jobs. Jews supply their people jobs. Muslims
Chinese, Koreans supply
their people jobs. Now hold on. Now check it out. If we gotta go to all these people for a job, they only gonna give us a small portion of the jobs because the government says they gotta have 10% of minorities. So we might get a little piece because minorities include veterans, disabled, and poor white men and others. So at the end of the day, if we asking other people for a job, we gonna continue to be in the same place we are right now. Because they're busy giving their people jobs. And it got to be our responsibility to give our people jobs. You see what I'm saying?
I feel that. But I got to add to that. We ain't going to get nowhere till some of these rich Negroes get a freaking bank. Get a bank, nigga, so you can help niggas out. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Straight up. I'm calling Oprah out. She would be, get a bank, girl. Get a bank.
Exactly.
You know, have some, you know what I'm saying? Get some, because, you know, the banks are set up to make niggas fail, too. You know, the lending rates, the mortgage rates, it's always higher for brothers being they, you know, you in a high-risk area. But they keep you in them areas, so you can't get out. So you got to keep paying.
Exactly.
Car insurance way more in the hood. Come on, man. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
Oprah, Michael Jordan, y'all two get a bank. Period. And then branch it out. Let Kobe get in there. Shaq, all them niggas. LeBron, you got a school, that's cool. Shout out to LeBron. Get a bank. You know what I'm saying? Help
and
the economy.
And make it so bad banks don't banks get tax breaks for running background checks and stuff, but they don't have to. It's not a law that say they have to. It's a law that say if you do, I give you a tax break. So if we own our own banks and own our own factories and own our own medical research centers, we don't really have to do background checks. We don't really have to use the credit system to give out loans. We can give out all our loans to black people at 5%. Or accept, well, you know, at 5% all everybody else and everybody else, and we'll do it like everybody else do it. You know what I'm saying? But at
right.
the end of the day, if you own your own things, you can do things your own way.
If one of these celebrities get a bank, that means more black business will have a chance to flourish. They will have the chance to get a startup loan. They will have a chance to do all that. And then you will have more black businesses out here who in turn can hire more black people.
Exactly. If it wasn't for black-owned businesses, the civil rights wouldn't ever move. We had more black-owned businesses back then than we do now. And it was it's a reason why we don't have them now, because after the Civil Rights Act and after the Voting Rights Act, the people who owned the banks was mad about that. Remember, they ain't like black folks, but they were
mad
about
that. That Freedman's Bank
and
that took a lot of people. The Freedman's Bank that took a lot of the black people money. They didn't account for it and squandered it. They was putting their money in this bank called a Freedman's Bank. Like the first bank slaves could put their money in. You know what I'm saying? They was getting land and all that shit, and the bank squandered their money and didn't even have to answer for it. So it's been from day one.
I'm telling you. Whenever we did get a bank, when the bank was ran by the right blacks, the black neighborhood flourished. That's where you got the place they dropped the bombs on. I talked about it earlier too. Black Wall Street.
Oh yeah.
Black Wall Street. And that one area is really known because that's the first place they dropped bombs on. But
they firebombed that
area like that.
On the whole building.
That areas like that was all throughout the United States, though. You had little pockets of black communities that were just like that all throughout the United States. And all throughout the United States, the same thing happened to them. They was getting more money than their competition, and the competition came down there and did something to it. That's why I keep telling people, if we're going to do that, we also need to build the militia.
Yeah.
They got over 300 militias. We ain't got one. We can't organize to protect ourselves for nothing. They got militias that every weekend they going down doing military exercises, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They serious about what they trying to do. We ain't serious, huh?
And what's sad is you get a bunch of brothers with guns, somebody going to shoot somebody else. You know what I'm saying? That's that type of mentality we stuck on.
Man.
You know what I mean?
But something got to change, and that's why I got this show, because I feel something got to change, and somebody will listen. If I keep doing it week after week, somebody will listen. If I got to pick up a video podcast and do that too, somebody will listen. And the movement is starting. Once the movement starts, then we can go to the next step. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's different ways. It's different ways of financing the movement. But first, we got to get all we really need is people that think like us. We really don't need all black men. We really don't need all black people. We just need the ones that think like us, because the ones that think like us is the ones we want to put in certain positions, because they think like us. When they get in that position, they understand this is just a step to another position. You know what I'm saying? To another system and another way we trying to get to. But we can't put the coons who think we can all get along. We can't all get along. We ain't never all got along, and we're not going to ever all get along. But if we in control, we can live better.
Definitely. And inspire others to live better.
Exactly. Hey, thanks for calling in, man.
For sure, man.
And I hope you get better, man. Well, I know you're going to get better.
Man.
What you taking for it?
Oh, shoot. Weed.
Well, hey, drink a lot of water, too, then.
You know what I'm saying? Well, look, I got a cup of water right now, and I just smoked the blunt. So, like I said, blunt, weed, and water, the two W's.
Hey, it'll run out of you. It's a virus.
Oh, yeah.
It'll come and go. Throw some orange juice on top of that.
Yeah, that too. Plus, you know, I'm outside. I'm walking the dog, you know, sweating it out and all that. I don't be laying in bed trying to rest up and all that. I ain't one of them niggas.
Oh,
I ain't trying to lay down.
Then you,
I got to get up.
My man.
Let my circulation do it.
Do something.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
What's
you're
up?
On point with it then.
All day. Pick up that Know the Difference too out right now. I got another EP out, Know the Difference, out on Spotify, iTunes, everywhere. Pick that up. Check it out on YouTube,
I got
too.
You,
video.
Man.
For sure. All
right. If you remember, put it on the Next 100, my page, and let everybody
see
it over there. And I'm gonna. All right, my man. Thanks for calling.
All right, for sure. For sure. Holla at you.
Peace.
Wow.
Holla at you. Hey, I'm telling you, I need more men like that. What we talk about, as you see, he knew everything I was talking about. I knew everything he was talking about. When he brought stuff up, we was on it. That's how you got to be. You can't, it's a way of thinking. I'm unapologetically black. I don't care. I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to bow down to what you want me to bow down to. None of that. This is the way I think. This is the way I roll. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like it, well, hey, call in the show. Let's talk about it then. Let's talk about it. Maybe you can change my mind. Maybe I see it from your point of view. Hey, Bay Dog, we got another caller.
475-313.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing today?
How you doing today? I'm all right.
Doing well.
Good. Well, who is this talking to? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Michael. Mikey, you know, they call me Mikey. I'm from Torrington, Connecticut. I was listening to what you're talking about. And, I'm mixed, more.
What you think about it?
Puerto Rican. And this is my take on that. I'm mixed. I'm mixed. My mom's black. My father's Puerto Rican. Where I live, they just did a whole bunch of stuff. There was a whole bunch of controversy of, like, I live in a predominantly white town. And, the neighborhoods, the schooling out here, they just had a big thing in the news because, like, there's certain schools out here that were getting lower education where all the minorities were. And, like, they weren't getting the same education as, like, the other white kids in the other schools. And, like, now this year when school starts, they literally diversed everyone. They mixed up the whole schools. Like, before, like, there was an East school, and there was, like, a Southwest, and, like, if you walked in there, there was only white kids. There was no Asians, there was no Chinese, there was no Spanish, there was only white kids. And the grading was different there, their schooling was different there, their education was different. So now somebody came into office and realized that was going on out here, and, like, they really, they just integrated all the schools. But they did it, with the way that they did it is still ain't right, though. Like, now, like, instead of, like, kids going to school, like, that are, there's, like, 6 or 7, like, middle, elementary schools and stuff, like, out here. But now they're sending kids way, way across town that live, like, in the projects. They got to go to school way, way across town, like, to where, like, people that if they don't have vehicles or something like that, if they needed, like, you know, to go get their sick kid or something like that, it's not in walking distance anymore. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on in America that's just still shady. And, like,
right.
What
they really could have did was just gave the money they should give to those neighborhoods to the neighborhoods. Because
they just
what they
built,
really do,
they just built an
what
$80
really
million
state,
dollar courthouse. They just built an eighty million dollar courthouse, right? And then they send notice to school to the kids from school. I have to supply paper. I have to supply everything. Like, the schools ran out of paper. They don't have paper. Like every kid has to bring in an extra packet of paper when they start school for their for their classrooms, which isn't wrong, which is okay. But still, if they had $80 million to fund a courthouse to lock people up, why our schools don't have paper?
Exactly.
I don't get it.
Exactly. And that's going on. That go on everywhere. It goes on where I stay at with my kids. It goes on everywhere. And you think, where is all the school money going to? You know it going to predominantly white neighborhoods. And then you think, why they holding the money or using it instead of giving it to the, because basically all the money is split evenly. But they don't give the black neighborhoods and the poor neighborhoods as much money for schooling as they do everybody else. It's really a thought that, to tell you the truth, real racist white people think that black people don't need that much. That's the way of thinking. I remember being at a job, and I was up for promotion, and I was, you know, I was fighting to get the promotion, and my manager asked me, he said, why would you want a promotion? Why would you want one
kind of
more responsibilities? And I looked at him and I said, that's like asking me, why would I want more money?
Exactly.
He just looked at me. You say, because he ain't, I don't think he ever thought about it that way. But I'm like, it's more money, man.
Responsibility. I show up every day and nothing's going to change.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that let me know that in his mind, what they was paying me should have been enough for me. And I shouldn't have wanted no more. And that's how the people that's in government think about poor people.
So this is what was going on.
Where I live, right? Where I'm from,
Connecticut. This is going on out here, right? So you walk into a classroom in the hood. They got textbooks still from the 90s. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You come across town to some of the good schools. Every single kid in the classroom has a tablet at their desk. Every school is filled with laptops, but when you go to like the schools that are downtown, their books are from the 90s. Like, it's so crazy out here. Like, it's crazy. Like
it's everywhere. I mean, you got to think about Detroit. They've been giving hundreds of million dollars to a billionaire so he can build things, and the schools are dirt poor. They really need to be rebuilt. They need to be refurbished or whatever, renovated. But instead, they're taking all that money and giving it to, to the billionaires and other people. And I don't. It's a way of thinking. And only how to change that way of thinking is to put people that think like you in there.
I got family in Flint, Michigan, and I talk to my aunt and my uncle a lot that live out there, and there's 7 to 12 billionaires that live in that state in Michigan or whatever, and they still have no water. They won't make a water plant. Like, they won't clean the water. They won't do the pipes. Like my aunt tells me, she sent me a picture the other day. She turned on the water. It was yellow coming out of her sink. I'm like, this is crazy. And what my aunt was telling me was they felt like they're literally doing that on purpose to get people to not live there anymore, to create poverty until they all die off or something like that. Like,
they have a plan for Flint. They have a plan. I've been noticing that a lot of millionaires and multimillionaires and billionaires has been buying cities and parts of the country, mostly off of rivers, where the rivers and stuff at. They buy that entire city and live there. And all the billionaires live in that one city. And I think they've picked Southeast Detroit. Southeast Michigan right now to do that. Flint is one of them. Then they want certain parts of Detroit, Monroe. They want that little piece right there. It must be something that's happening that we don't know about yet. But because they got so much money, they know about it.
They're sitting on diamonds or oil, one of the two. They've got to be sitting on diamonds or oil. That's it. That's one of the two.
But they They looking to be where they can jump on. It look like they're looking to be in places they can jump on the boat and get the F out of here. That's what it's looking. If something happens, they're going to jump on the boat and get the fuck on.
Yeah. And then, like,
hey,
and like, I appreciate it. I appreciate, like
you
calling.
Got a, you got a business or something you want to promote?
I have a small business. I'm out of Connecticut. It's called Mikey's. I do floor maintenance. My number is 475-313-6471. I'm affordable. I strip and wax floors. I buff. I do carpet extraction, lawn care, and general maintenance. Also, as well, I make music. So if you guys want to check out a good tune or two, I have music on my Facebook. That's MikeySurace on Facebook. I'm from Torrington, Connecticut. And just check that stuff out. I'd appreciate it.
Not a problem. Connect with me on the Nets 100 on Facebook.
Absolutely. I just like the page and everything. So shout out to Blackout Radio for actually having me call in. They messaged me and said, do I want to call in? And I absolutely love the conversations that you guys have, and this is a very good one.
All right. Thanks, big guy. Talk to you later, man.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Hey, we about at the end of the show. Let me wrap things up. As you see, both of my callers had interesting things to say. They seen things in two different locations, and it was about the same. It's about the same, and that's why I made this show to speak to black men. Got to speak to each other. We have to speak to each other, and we have to do more with each other. We have to open up more, and I don't expect every black man to heed my message. I don't expect every black man to buy the book. I don't know, because that's just the way America has set up our way of thinking. But for those that do think like me, for those that do understand what I'm trying to do, connect with me. Open up your business. Let me know so I can help promote it. Let's think of, if you have problems promoting, call in. Let's talk. Message me. Let's talk. Maybe we can come up with an idea to help promote your business even more. It's always a way. It's always a way to make what we want to make happen. We just got to want to make it happen. You see what I'm saying? We got to want to make things better for us and our communities. And we can't care about what our competition thinks about us no more. If they get mad because I'm not talking how they want to talk, well, catch up to me then. Because right now you're holding me back trying to live like you. You're holding me back trying to show you, look, I'm doing good. Accept me. I don't care if you accept me no more. I care about my people surviving the next 100. And if that means I gotta be the person you point the finger and be like, Link, why are you doing that? You should talk more soft. Talking soft don't get you nothing but shot. So I might as well make some noise before I get shot. Simple and plain. You can't be afraid to rock the boat, because without rocking the boat, won't nobody know something is wrong in the boat. And right now, something is wrong in America. It's been wrong for a long while, but it's getting increasingly more wicked. I always knew white boys was crazy, but I never looked at him and thought maybe he might shoot me. Never. I ain't never been scared of white boy. Now I look at him and be like, what's this nigga going to do, man? You know what I'm saying? Catch him walking down the street, be like, man, this ain't never happened. They be like, what's wrong? You got white people walking down the street now, man. What's happening to the city? I'm E. Lincoln. This the Nets 100, hosted by me, E. Lincoln, off Blackout Radio. Y'all can catch Black Tear on Blackout Radio every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call in at 319-527-6196. That's every Tuesday. Blackout Radio, hosted by Black Tear. I'm E. Lincoln. You can always catch my show every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time, 4 p.m. Texas time. I always got to big up Texas. I'm out. And remember, niggas don't kill niggas. Peace.